Coming up on TMS, back to the garage.
Jeff will help you with your puppy.
Put that peeler away.
That is not your dolphin.
Ew. Naked orange statue fetches some sweet cheddar.
App time.
Twitter questions and more on this episode of TMS PM.
This is the morning stream, but it's not in the morning, it's at night.
TMS PM.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to TMS PM for Friday, the 4th of May, 2018. I'm Scott Johnson with Brian Ibbett. How are you?
Hi, Scott. Force the May.
No!
Force of May to you.
No, shit. You've done it again. You've caused me to hate this day again.
Happy Force of May.
Yes, the Force of May. Or I put on Twitter today, happy May the Firth be with you. And I put a picture of Colin Firth. Because that's just as dumb as the Force. I like Star Wars Day. I just don't like saying it. That's all. That's all it is.
Totally fine.
How are you celebrating? Are you doing anything fun?
I am going to a Star Wars trivia competition tonight. It is going to be down in Denver.
Yeah.
I'm going with Uncle George, who is the biggest Star Wars nerd I know.
Yeah.
And Don, who knows a lot about Star Wars as well.
Yeah.
And we may have a couple people with us. I don't know. Last time we did this, add a little bit more notice, and we pulled in Ice Worm. He joined us, and I think we took fourth place at a competition. But
And he was Ice Worm part of the competition? Was he answering questions and stuff?
Yeah, he was part of our team. Yeah, and he was doing great. He helped us out.
Old soft ears, we call him now.
Old soft ears. That's right. Old. I don't know. I'm trying to think of like an animal that's known for having soft ears, and I can't. I think the Ice Worm is the.
Rabbits.
It was known in the animal world as having the softest ears.
I think rabbits have soft ears.
What else
you got out there? You got if I had to guess, a koala's got some nice ears, probably.
I would guess. Yeah.
I don't actually know. They could be fooling me. But ever since touching his ears, all things in the world have seemed a little less soft because of that experience.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Like all of a sudden, that northern bathroom tissue just went down a half star.
Yeah, I think that's true. But it's good to be back, and I hope everyone has a nice Star Wars Day, however you celebrate it, if you celebrate it at all. You don't have to do anything, honestly.
No, you really don't.
Just like Star Wars, and you're...
Just like Star Wars. I did treat myself to a Woot. Woot is having a special on the R2-D2 Sphero. Oh,
yeah.
I like the Sphero.
It's cool.
And I have the BB-8, and he runs around upstairs, and...
Did you hear what the Sphero people are doing? This could excite you. Did you hear about this?
Oh, tell me what they're doing.
You hear about this? Okay, here's what's going on.
All right.
Channeling my inner Jay Leno there. So they are, they are doing some sort of project deal. I don't know how to explain it, but basically it's not open source. It's their own platform, but they want you to be able to build your own robotics. So they give you...
I did see this.
Yeah, you probably saw some mention of it. Like a little kit, exactly. It's kind of a... Mm-hmm. Not like Labo, but it's kind of expensive. It's like 300 and something bucks.
Mm-hmm.
There's a break for developers or something. But it's interesting. I'll bet that there's probably already a bunch of open source kind of Arduino / Raspberry Pi kind of projects that would be just as cool.
Mm-hmm.
But it seemed like... Brian Ibbett, they're calling your name.
They kind of are, yeah.
Yep, they're yelling, Ibbett.
We could look at the disaster that was Brian Ibbett picks up the Lego Mindstorm set for he and Tristan to work on together. And
What happened there? No good?
Tristan got bored with it so quickly that it was basically Brian playing with Lego Mindstorms alone.
Oh, man, that's a bummer.
He might have been too young for it. I guess that might have been it. It was just...
How many years are we talking? How long ago was this?
It was... he was probably about... You'd think like 14, 13 would be like the perfect age for that. But I think he was a little more excited about WoW at that time. And so pulling him away from WoW to do Lego.
Yeah.
Dad, I really just want to go level my hunter. Probably then it was more like, Dad, I really just want to still in default. Dad, I really just want to level my hunter.
Yeah. Or he's going, I want to level my hunter, Dad. Yeah, no, I get it. Nick, same deal. If I give him the choice between something cool like that or... You know, progressing in
Fortnite or whatever.
Yeah, he wants to play freaking Fortnite like everybody his age. Well, that's all well and good.
Yeah, I got fun with it.
No, it's great. When I was a kid, erector sets were the bomb, and these are basically those kinds of things for a modern era, I guess. And now they have an erector set for guys like us. It's called two Viagra and a glass of water. Erector set. Get
you,
it?
You know, the thing in our time, I believe, was the big track. TRAK, right? Because it was programmable.
Yeah.
And basically you programmed it like, all right, go 4 units forward, then make a right turn, then go 3 units. And then, like, if you messed any of that up, it was basically reset it back to start.
I mean, it was pretty rudimentary, but it worked.
It really was, yeah.
I remember liking that. I was down with it.
Yeah. It's totally Logo. If anybody, again, remembers the old programming language Logo with your turtle, where you tell your turtle to go 4 units up and then turn right.
Yeah. It was the simplest language ever. It's basically just giving it directions. That's all that was.
Exactly.
But that's fine. You know, whatever turns your crank at the time it turns it.
I like turtles.
Great. He likes turtles.
He likes turtles too.
Hey, I got a follow up. So, you know, I told you about the garage and the dude standing out there waiting for Kim to leave her trunk open and be in the house or whatever and all that.
Yes, totally. Yeah.
Never did find anybody. The cops looked around. They called us back. Says, we're going to keep the eye out. Chances are these guys are from some totally different area, and this is what they do. They just pick a zone they haven't been in where nobody suspects it. They come in. They do some dirty work. They get out of there, and you never see them again. But we didn't have anything taken, and it looks like we foiled them, and now everyone's on the watch, and the neighbors know. So I don't think we're going to see those guys again. Mm-hmm. And if they do show up around here, I'm warning that if they're listening now, they're not listening.
Heaven
but if
help
they were listening,
if you cross Kim again.
She will kill you, dude. She was so angry. But anyway, I got an email from Todd Marco, wrote this in, and it's a little bit of a follow-up, which makes sense to me. It's also super creepy, and I didn't even think of this, but he says, just listen to yesterday's show about the people who tried to rob your garage. This happened to my neighbor, and it turned out they don't cruise the neighborhood. They wait in a grocery store parking lot looking for a single lady with multiple bags, and then they follow them home, expecting them to have to make multiple trips into the house. That's why they single out somebody who's just one person.
Mm-hmm.
Usually the first trip in is with the frozen stuff, so they figure they have a few minutes while the person puts away the ice cream and frozen meats before coming back out for the rest of the bags, and they will either grab stuff that's in the car or rummage through the garage real quick and find something, you know, like a bike.
Wow.
Tell Kim to keep an eye open in her rearview mirror. This is a creepy thing. I don't like
that. That is a really creepy thing. Yeah.
I don't like that at all. That must
be. No, I think, people out there, if your husband or wife goes to the store and said if they are, I mean, you know, you probably figure they're targeting women.
Mm-hmm.
But, when they go to the store, when they get back, you go out there, have them honk or have them text you to say, I'm just driving into the neighborhood or whatever. And you meet them out there and you guys take turns bringing bags in, bring them all in. And
I haven't even told her about this email yet, but I'm gonna, because it'll make her even more mad.
Totally.
If she knows
she's
going to,
you know what she's going to want to do? She's going to want to set up. It's going to be like entrapment. Yeah. She's going to like set up a situation where they can catch these guys.
Have her just kind of teetering out of the grocery store, trying to carry it all, looking all helpless. And
this is easily going to take 5 or 6 trips back and forth from the car to the house.
Say it out loud, yeah. And these frozen goods, I'll do those first, and it'll take forever. She would totally do that.
I got to remember to get some WD-40 for my really nice bicycle, but that'll be in one of these other bags.
Yeah. I should tell her to try it. Why not? I mean, she could even do this.
Where did I park my car?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
She could totally
do
that.
I didn't even intend to channel that woman, but I kind of did.
Yeah, you were. You were her.
Yeah.
For a minute there, you were her. So thanks, Todd J. Marco. I appreciate the help. And we'll see how this all pans out.
You know what they should do is they honestly should have something in the grocery store about this. Like maybe where you go pick up your carts, just like a little heads up.
A little warning sign, yeah.
Yeah.
I like that, especially if it's, I don't know, I mean, how rampant it is, but it's enough for me to go, whoa, I don't think about this while I'm at the store. Even when I'm alone. I mean, I'm sure I'd probably target women because... Mm-hmm. If something goes awry and the woman's the only one at home, they probably think, well, it's me and, Jimbo in the car. We can easily take her down.
Totally, yeah.
But F that, you bastards.
Yeah, I guess just let people know via, let people know in a non-alarming way via the Nextdoor site or Nextdoor app if you use that. And
there you go.
Damn, just a creepy thing. It's creepy.
Yeah. That being said, I got some recommendations from the Tadpool. Well, a few people piped in and said, "Hey, I know you were looking for better cameras, but cheap ones, but ones that work really well. Here's the perfect thing." And they gave me a link to this product on Amazon. They're fugly, like these square-looking ugly cameras, but they're IP cameras. They work perfectly well over browsers or wherever you're at, whatever you need. They're 1080p, HD, night vision, blah, blah, blah. $25 a pop is all.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
It's great. So I ordered three of those things, and I'm going to stick one out there. I'm going to put one someplace else. I'm going to shove the other one who knows where. I'm excited.
Well, don't give us that IP address, Scott.
I wish I remember the name so I could... In turn here, sort of recommended to the people. Maybe it was a PM on Twitter. Let me just check. And Twitter's taking forever to load. Okay, here we go. It's looks like it was not Twitter.
Oh, bummer.
So there you go. I've been a great help today. I'll see if I can find it in the song or something. Anyway, that's that. This is this.
Radio today is different. Powerful networks span the nation from coast to coast. Shortwave radio girdles the globe.
Let's get into the evening news today.
Okay.
There's a few items
appropriate.
Happening, sure. Oh, I have to tell you, I could say this for Appslappy, but you are a bastard, and here's why.
I know exactly what's coming.
I have played every turn-based tactics RPG on the App Store. I've played them all because... I'm always thinking, hey, this next one will be good. Oh, that was kind of disappointing. Okay, this next one will be good. And I'm never sure exactly why it doesn't quite hit for me. Games like the Banner Saga are excellent, and those are pay for, and there's no freebie crap. The freebie ones always have stuff, and it drives me up a wall, and I'm always disappointed. So when Brian had told me some while ago about the Marvel Strike Force thing, I went, oh, great, another... game that's got Marvel licensing that's probably just gonna make me I had no faith in what you had told me, not because I don't trust you, it's because the App Store has let me down with these kinds of games,
of course.
So I finally thought, you know what, I'm just gonna try it. I'm gonna download it, I'm gonna give it a shot. It's really good.
It's really good,
like genuinely good. Like the combat is really fun and visceral and fast and not kludgy. I feel like I can play without paying a bunch of money. The energy systems, I guess I'm sort of used to that, so it's not that big a deal. It's great for little quick pickups. Damn you for that, because now I've got a thing to play. So well done.
It's a blast. It's really good, and the I love the animations too. Like, you know, as you're playing these characters, you're seeing some really funny animations between them, like Wolverine jumping on top of the Hulk and just like wailing on him with both sets of claws.
Yeah, or
stuff.
In the case of like I've got Spider-Man and Iron, what's his name? He's on Netflix.
Luke Cage.
But Luke Cage.
Yeah.
And they're always comboing for no reason.
Yeah, pushing back and forth basically.
Yeah. Yeah, it's great. It's a great little, it's really well made. I'm so impressed with that combat. It's shocking how much fun that is.
Yeah, cool. Once you get to a high enough level, we'll pull you into our raid team, and you can join us in raids.
Yeah, so you can do like multi-people raids and all that.
You can. Yeah, I mean, basically, it's like you have a field of nodes, and you just kind of divide them up and say, okay, you're going to follow this path, and then you're going to follow this path, and you're going to follow this path, and then at the very end, there's a big boss, and everybody gets a shot at the big boss.
So did I kill? Who did I fight? Kingpin? Did I kill Kingpin, or is he still out there?
He's still out there, I'm afraid.
All right.
Yeah.
Because I do notice when you beat one of these guys, they just kind of fly off the screen somewhere that you can't see.
Right. Some of those animations used to be really horrible ragdoll animations, and sometimes the characters wouldn't disappear after you take them out. So they'll flop around on the ground like you know, for the whole rest of the battle.
That's great.
Beta had some hilarious stuff. And then if you had it on high speed, they'd like vibrate on the ground like they were having a some sort of weird Yondu seizure or something.
Well, hats off to them. I don't know who the developer is, but it's super strong. They did a great job.
Fox Next and Seismic.
Yeah, it's really good.
It is really good, yeah.
Yeah. I wonder if they would ever put a PC version out. I actually think it would work there. I think it'd be a good PC game.
Totally would.
It's not out now, though, right?
No. Just mobile. Just iOS and
mobile first.
Droid.
Yeah, we'll get to all that, though. We'll talk some more about what's going on with our app stuff later for App Slappy. Here's your first story. A puppy was stolen. That's never good. Nobody likes a stolen puppy. I know. It's kind of sad, right? Stolen by Amazon delivery driver. Got returned to the owner after he emailed Jeff Bezos. He said, "Dear Mr. Bezos," and he went, "Bah!" That weird laugh of his.
Right, yeah.
I'm sure that's how every conversation goes.
That's how every, exactly. It always has that. Yeah.
Puppy was stolen by a driver delivering Amazon parcels in England and has been reunited with its owner. Businessman Richard Gutfield, age 51, said his black miniature schnauzer Wilma had gone missing after a driver dropped off a package of dog food.
Is there any way you can imagine Richard Gutfeld calling his dog without it sounding like the episode, the final credits of the Flintstones?
Right.
Wilma!
You're not wrong.
Like the saber-toothed tiger just shoved him out the door with the milk.
Yep. It's like, go to
the
work.
Empty milk bottles, and he's banging on the door. Wilma!
Do you know if that show streams anywhere, the old Flintstones show? Probably does.
I don't know. I'm sure somewhere. If not, you know, there's always the live-action films that'll satisfy your appetite for...
All two of them. They're terrible.
Yeah.
Let's see. Gutfeld said it was only after he emailed the Amazon CEO and founder Jeff Bezos to plea to have his dog returned that the company responded. My puppy went missing after an Amazon delivery and email... And after an email to Jeff Bezos, we had someone who was amazing who tracked the driver down, found our dog, and brought him home. Amazon said the driver in question would no longer deliver its packages. It's like a contract thing, so it's not like he worked.
You think he was setting up to do some sort of ransom thing where, all right, I'll bring your puppy back to you tomorrow for $3.99, or in 2 days you can have him back free.
Yeah, no, I don't know. Yeah, or it's the Amazon choice to do it the second way. Yeah. Right. That'd be great. Yeah. Is your own dog on your wish list? Amazon, let's see. This is inexcusable. Does not reflect the high standards we have for our delivery partners. A spokesman for the company said, we take these matters seriously, and this individual is no longer delivering Amazon packages for the independent delivery service provider. Well,
yeah, that's a sketchy thing. I don't know. It'd be interesting to find out how much vetting they do for their specific Amazon delivery drivers, because I've used that Prime Now a couple times.
Yeah,
the very router that I'm speaking to you through came from Amazon Prime Now, and it's funny how it arrives. It arrives in like a big paper grocery bag.
Really?
Stapled, folded over, and stapled shut. Like, you know, the kind of big, the brown paper grocery bags.
Mm-hmm.
With the top stapled shut like it's the world's largest lunch.
Nice.
And then your receipt and directions to your house on that sheet. And both times it's been the same delivery driver. They're a couple months apart, but it was the same delivery driver both times. So I don't know if they pick it by who maybe lives in that area and say, okay, on your way home, you have these six deliveries you have to make.
They have like a zone, not a zone.
A zone, yeah.
Whatever that is, what you call it. A route. They have a route.
Sector, a route, yeah.
Yeah. Right. So here's my thinking, and I think this is actually a pretty staple prediction. I should save it for current geek, but whatever, I'll do it now. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking this would be cool. They get into the whole ride-sharing idea, and instead of having, A, their own drivers they hire and their own fleet and all of that, or hiring out to third-party transporters or whatever, what they do is they create some sort of incentive program, and it basically ends up working like Postmates or Uber or Lyft or any, you know, some of the other delivery services where people are just ready to go. They get a ping on their thing like, all right, got to head over to the distribution center and take 8 packages out in my zone. That'd be awesome. Yeah. Why don't they do that?
And it would make total sense, too. I mean, it's probably cheaper to have an Uber come pick up the thing and then deliver it to the place than it is to hire a driver to do it, right? Like to have a person on there. On their payroll.
Payroll, where you have insurance issue. I mean, all the other benefits to the reason Uber and Lyft do what they do, I think it would apply there pretty well. And because you would be incentivizing them, it would incentivize them to make sure things got where they were supposed to go. You could still say we're no longer using that person if you stole somebody's dog. Like, you'd have all the same safeguards.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know why they don't do that.
Yeah, I like that. I like that idea a lot.
Maybe they won't. Or maybe they will.
Hey, check on your the bot. The
showbot.
What's that
saying?
It's not. It doesn't appear to be running, and people are a couple people. Well, specifically, Ian. I am sci-fi. Is
oh, maybe it's down. Showbot. It's up. Here, let me try submitting one. Let's go. Let's go hashtag or no? What's it called? Slam
bang,
bang s.
Bang
furt.
S.
And I say furt. Oh, Nightbot is not in chat.
Yeah,
you're right. I don't know why. Okay. It must be down. Nightbot, what are you doing?
Nightbot.
Yeah, looks like it might be down. Well, sorry, everybody. Okay. Nightbot apparently is not... He took the day off. Nightbot did.
I guess he didn't know we were here Fridays, I guess.
Could be a Russian bot. Who knows?
Too much hassle to work Friday.
A man... I don't work Friday. It's too much hassle.
Too much hassle.
Man in court is in court because he had a potato peeler in public.
Oh, no.
Yeah, this is bad. This happened in Dunfermline Street. This must be the
I'm
going
to poke your eyes out. Ah!
Nice. Let's see. Scott Walker. Isn't that someone else? Oh, Governor Walker of Florida. Isn't his name Scott Walker?
I think so, yeah. It seems like there's a lot of... Isn't there? There's an actor, Scott Walker, too, isn't there? Or am I thinking of...
Maybe. I don't know.
Am I thinking of Fast and Furious, dude? What was his name?
Paul Walker.
Paul Walker, yeah. That's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah. Scott Walker, age 39, of the James Bank Hostel. So this is in Europe somewhere. James Street appeared, from custody in the sheriff's court. He admitted that on Saturday in Appin Crescent, a public place, he was in possession of an object... which had a blade or was sharply pointed, namely, a potato peeler. So that's what's against the law, is having a sharp object.
Why, you know, why are you walking around with a potato peeler? Unless maybe you just bought a new potato peeler and you're on your way home. And
right. And this is one of those, like a little mini knife type, you know, you'd take it on a potato like this. So I doubt it's one of those, anything else. So it probably looked like a bit of a shiv and could be used that way if they wanted it to. So I think I kind of get this, but... All the headlines about it are just trying to blow out the fact that it's a potato peeler, and why would that be against the law? The law is not you can't have a potato peeler in public. The law is you can't have a sharp knife-like object with blades in a public place.
Right. And obviously, this is somewhere in the UK, but I'm still trying to figure out Dunfermline.
I know that is
where
some,
Dunfermline is.
That is a Harry Potter sounding thing right there.
That's totally true, yes.
Yeah.
And Neville, who had come from Dunfermline... stuck the chocolate frog into his pouch.
There you go. You don't want to know anything more about
usually,
his pouch.
Usually you can find a weather map on one of these pages, and then you can kind of zoom out from there, but not here.
Not here. Nope.
Nope.
Well, anyway.
It's 14 degrees centigrade in Dunfermline presently.
Wow, lovely.
So make sure you wear a tolly.
14 is about what, then? That's like 20 degrees? No, 30 degrees here?
Yeah, I think
No, that'd be zero. Sorry.
Right. No, a little more, like 55, maybe?
Yeah. Typical UK weather is what that is.
Zoe Brings Bacon says, not quite pronounced right, but I'll forgive you, Coverville. It's not Dunfermline?
It looks like Dunfermline. Oh, Dunfermline.
Dunfermline.
That's a terrible name.
It really is. It sounds like you're saying done and then just like closing your mouth and...
Can a town go to the courthouse and change its name? Because that's a terrible name. What else you got here? You got this Chinese police hunt. They're looking for a guy who walked off the beach in China with a dolphin. Yeah, that's right. A full-blown dolphin. Not Dan Marino over his back. An actual
dolphin.
Just
picked it up and walked off with it. That's impressive because I don't think... I wouldn't expect a dolphin would let you pick him up and take him out of the sea.
No, I think he must have been beached or something.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there it is. It was stranded on the beach in the Hailing Island, appeared to be dying. Local officials said the man could be facing criminal charges. There's video of this as well. Dolphins are protected animals in China, so the man could be punished if it's found, according to the statement on Weibo. Weibo is their, Twitter thing over there.
Mm-hmm.
Footage of the incident, which took place on May 1st, was posted by BeTime on Chinese video sharing site MyoPi. Where it has received more than 6 million views. Witnesses say they saw a dolphin which seemed to be dying or was almost dead near the shore, a local fishery told them. The tourist caught it, put it on his shoulder, and drove away in his vehicle, we presume with the dolphin. Don't know what the punishment is. Anyway, if you're capable, go steal a shark from the sea and let's see what happens. Leave the dolphins alone, says a user.
That'll teach you.
This picture of him is funny because what would you do with it? You're not going to save
it. Yeah. Is he going to take it home and eat it? Yeah, dolphins are really good. I hate it when I accidentally get tuna in my dolphin nets.
Yeah, I don't like wasting a good dolphin. This looks like a good piece of meat to me.
I call it a sling blade. Some people call it a dolphin blade.
Mm-hmm. I put them french fry taters in there.
Yeah, that's a good story.
Pops and her clan suggests maybe blowhole. Little blowhole activity.
I don't want to think about that. That's bad. Final story. Hey, we talked not long ago about that naked Trump statue that's so freaking gross with a little tiny wiener on it.
Yeah.
It was for sale in an auction. It finally sold. They fetched $28,000.
Wow.
And the purchaser is someone who is self-described as a paranormal investigator.
Perfect.
I agree. The naked statue of Donald Trump, complete with distended belly and lower jowly sneer, they didn't mention the wiener, is to go on display at a haunted museum after a paranormal investigator bought it at auction. Julian's Auctions announced Wednesday it sold the artwork, believed to be the last of the controversial statues not vandalized or destroyed. I didn't realize there were more of them than one.
No, I didn't realize there were four. There were four total.
Yeah, that's crazy. $28,000, 2,300 euros, or sorry, 23,000 euros. At its biannual auction in Los Angeles, California, the infamous statue by a West Coast anarchist collective. Really?
Anarchist collective.
That's lame. It is one of the series depicting the 45th president in the nude, but without testicles. Didn't know that either.
Didn't know that either. Yeah, nope. Had no idea. This is cool. You know where it's going to end up?
Mm.
In Las Vegas at the Haunted Museum, which is... really close to where we saw or where we did the Millennium Fandom Bar.
I'm in.
It's in that same area. I think a couple of people may have even gone there Sunday while we were making our way home.
Okay, next time we got to make a point of
I think there. So. I think that's one of the things we do, and we take pictures with the naked Trump statue.
Yep, I'm all in on this. Sole surviving copy rescued by La Luz de Jesus Gallery in Hollywood Boulevard. before it could be taken and melted down is what they did here. Anyway, buyer Zach Bagans, and he's the paranormal investigator, and an American television personality. Never heard of this guy.
No, me neither.
We're going to look him up. Zach Bagans.
Zach Bagans. Or Bagans.
Bagans. I have potatoes. why? Anytime anyone mentions a hobbit, that's where I go.
Yeah,
potatoes, or I don't mean to, Mr. Frodo. I don't mean to.
He's been on television shows like Ghost Adventures and Paranormal Challenge.
Now I know why I don't know who it is, because I don't watch any of that stuff. Oh, he's on Twitter. Let's see what Zach Bagan says on Twitter here. He has a million followers. Jeez.
Wow.
He says, today's a head like a whole Nine Inch Nails kind of day.
Okay.
That's pretty dark. How about this one? Navajo medicine woman Waking Thunder takes the Ghost Adventure crew through the Navajo warrior ceremony. This will protect them during tonight's investigation.
Wow.
Sounds like horse shit to me.
Yeah, and it does. Yep.
I don't buy any of that.
Oh, Kei Kitsumi says there are no pictures allowed in the museum tour. No pictures on the tour.
Boo.
That'd be, you can take a picture outside in front of the sign, but no pictures in the door.
Boo. I could actually hear a guy in Vegas talking just like the way you did it.
Yeah.
Nice job. Break time. We're going to take one when we come back. It's app time, a little Dan the Tabletop Man, and your Twitter questions all coming up right after this. But this needs to be played. And what is this, Brian? What are we doing?
Don't you love it when we have a song that we play for Indy in the Middle that's connected to our tadpool in some way, right? Like either somebody's a fan of the band and they say, oh, okay, can we play this on TMS? And they say, sure, here's some permission that you can forward on to Brian.
Sure, I like that.
Or even better, when it's somebody in the tadpool. Well, we all know 9 of 12 goes by the name September. Actually, her real name is September, but she goes by 9 of 12 in the chat. Her husband is in this band called Peculiars. They are a rock, blues-influenced band. And they are working on mixing their brand new album. This is the first single from it, from Statesville, North Carolina. The Peculiars is the name of the band. This is great. It's a song called Break the Radio. I really do like this. And it's going to sound even better once the mixing's done. Totally will. But in the meantime, enjoy this. The Peculiars and Break the Radio.
And you'll hear sounds you never know.
me.
It was. Was it? Oh, that was you?
That, yeah, that was totally part me. Of the song? That was me making a kind of a horn fart noise at the end there. So don't worry, good. Chat room. That was me the entire time. Don't be afraid. All right. Don't be afraid.
Otherwise, you're going to hear from 9012's husband saying, "That's not the version we gave you to play."
That's right. And nobody wants that in their life. All right. We do want this, though.
App slappy.
All right. Raise the roof, everybody. It's time for us to recommend apps and games and stuff from the various app stores that we've been using this week. Aside from the revelation that Strike Force is actually good,
that's right.
I played something else that I really like, and it's actually a little older, and I just forgot to recommend it back in the day.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to do it now because they put up a big anniversary update, which basically just means, I don't know what it means, actually. I guess anniversary update meaning, like, hey, we've been doing this for a year and a half, check it out, kind of thing.
Right.
It is called Choppa, like the way... Schwarzenegger would say it. Yep.
As in get to the
colon choppa. And it's a as you might guess, a little helicoptery game. Here you guys can see my little screen here. It's a little dude there with a helicopter. Cool. Yeah. And I'll show off some video of it to the chat in a minute. But anyway, you play it like you play Choplifter, sort of. Do you remember Choplifter in the arcades? And
totally remember it. Stuff? Yeah, where you'd pick up people like, hey, help me. And yep. Then you'd swoop down, pick them up. And
if you weren't careful, you'd whack them against a building and they'd die or they'd fall in the fire or whatever.
It was Defender without all the other robots.
Absolutely is what it was. You're right. There's these little missions, right? And you'd have to go do them. Exactly. This thing is like that, except it's usually just one guy you got to go rescue, although I think there's other missions where it's harder, but they're randomized and generated on the fly, so you never see the same thing twice. You got to get over weird obstacles, like a big crane that's on fire. You can't touch that fire at all. You're dead. If you go too high in the sky, you get up in the upper atmosphere, jacks up your helicopter, it'll explode, and everything starts over. So you got to be careful. And there's a couple ways to control it. I prefer the joystick way. There's also sort of a touch each side of the screen, almost like, how do I explain it? It's like playing Battlezone almost, kind of. Mm-hmm. But you swoop over, guys going, hey, help me, or whatever. You pick them up, you bring them back to the platform. Boom, you win, you go to the next one. You get money for this every time you complete it. And with that money, you can purchase additional helicopters or upgrade the engines, the length of the ladder you have, the armor you have for how much damage you can take, that kind of stuff. You upgrade that with the money as well. But it's just kind of that, what I just described, but rinse and repeat. It's great loop. Feels good. Great to just... I went to the dentist yesterday, captured a couple dudes. Lady came out, time, Scott. I'm like, okay. Put it in my pocket and went in. Got the dental stuff going. Then when the shoe was all done, rescued another couple of dudes. So...
That's cool. So it's very good as far as pick up and play. You don't need to be like...
Oh, yeah.
Devoting a mass amount of time. Doesn't sound like something you'd have to devote a mass amount of time for.
No. It's even less complicated, I think, than Choplifter was, because Choplifter was about a whole bunch of guys you had to go get, and you'd fill it up. Sometimes you had to dump them off and then go back and get more. Landing can be a little tricky in this game, which I kind of like. It's a nice little sub-challenge, and it's just a big, dumb fun. And I don't know what the anniversary update brought, because I haven't paid enough attention to what was different, except for the new control scheme, but it's super cool. I want to say it might have been cheap or free when I bought it, but it might not be now. Hold on. I'm gonna try to tell people accurately.
Okay.
Well, that's no.
Doesn't have any little ads or anything that pop up on the screen or.
No. That I know of, but there is there's options to coin double if you watch this ad, but you don't. It's like, no, you don't have to watch the ad, but if you want, you can double your coins or, so it's got that sort of stuff. But gotcha. I want to say I may have paid $2 for it or something like that. This thing is on platform both. It's on both platforms, iOS and Android. And chat room, as you can see from this video I'm playing, it's just a fun little goofy thing. It's got great sort of 16-bit, maybe more 8-bit graphic era stuff. And I like it. I like it a lot. I think it's really fun, and it's worth checking out. Here's some video of the guy getting pulled. Oh, you're going to hit the fire and die. Oh, almost did it. See, he's going over the crane there. You got to stay out of those clouds. You're going to have trouble. Okay, there. Oh, see? Anyway, I like a good, simple mechanic that works really well. And I think we should celebrate games like that. They don't have to be super totally. Complex. They just need to feel good.
Yeah, just simple. Sure.
Simple little game. Again, Choppa. C-H-O-P-P-A. And it's available now for a indeterminate amount of time. Brian, what did you bring today?
Well, you're hearing a little bit of the background. I was going to mute this, but it's just such fun music.
Well, this is good. Yeah, I'm grooving on that. What's this? This is good.
It's some fun 70s music. This is a game called Parade.
Okay.
And the object of the game is to lead animals in a parade down the street.
Whoa. All right.
And you do this by matching the beat of their walking style. So penguins kind of wobble a little bit, and dogs are kind of a little bit more hopping up and down and stuff like that. And as they're jamming down the street to this this beat, they're leaving little trails of like up, down, left, down, up, and it's kind of like your Dance Dance Revolution kind of thing, but you just do it with your thumb. So like you're, as you cross over the little up, you slide up. As you're crossing down, you swipe down. And let's see if I can. I'll play a little bit of this while you're watching.
I'm seeing video as well. This is interesting.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, look at that. So wait, when you're following the dog or the pump or the penguin or whatever,
mm-hmm.
is the dog pooping?
No, but there's some little clouds that he's leaving behind. And you mean the arrows and stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe he is.
I don't know what he's doing there.
Oh, God, those do look like poops, don't they? Oh, no, they're moles.
Oh, they're moles.
They're little moles.
Okay, that makes even less sense, but all right.
Yeah.
I like it. And the point of this is to match the movement. Like if it's arrow down, you got to swipe down in time with the. Yes. Okay, I get it. This looks like fun.
And there's a flying saucer behind you, so if you mess up, then the flying saucer gets closer to you, and that's not good.
And how eventually do you follow like a crazy amount of animals, and it just gets harder, or what's the deal?
Yeah, you're leading like peacocks and dogs and stuff like that. This is. Man, it's a tough game.
It looks hard. I'm watching this demo and the combos look like I might die.
Right, like down, up, left, left.
Yeah. I'm not good at these kind of games anyway. The coordination is not there like it used to be.
It totally is, yeah.
In fact, the guy I'm watching on this YouTube video isn't very good either. He's like losing bad. At least best I can tell. Oh, and you can change the dudes by swiping. Do you have a favorite dude?
Yeah, I'm the hoodie... dude, purple hoodie dude.
Yeah.
Hipster man.
Yeah, yeah.
Avocado toast eating, and then the cat starts coming in. Oh, the cat is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Down, left, left, down, left, up, left, left.
Wow.
And you pick up their coins.
Oh, interesting.
You can hear the sounds the cat makes.
This looks ridiculous.
That flying saucer is getting closer.
Oh, that flight. Yeah, because now it's hovering over the guy here. Oh no! What's that? What's with the flag that gets in your way? What's that about?
The little kid?
No, it's like I don't know. Maybe it was a kid, but it looked like a flag, a great big banner that was placed in front of your view so you couldn't see your guy or his beats.
Oh, I haven't seen that yet.
Uh-oh. Well, look for that. That'll be fun.
Oh, God. Yeah. No, I'm on cat mode. I've got. Oh no! Flying saucer's coming. How many animals do I have? And you can swipe. Oops.
Swipe those animals.
Oh, I was leading 11 animals in the parade.
The Boston-like neighborhood is throbbing.
Is that what it says?
Well, it just looks like it. The way it's jumping and moving. The buildings are popping up, and it doesn't seem like a good foundation to me.
It's such a hard game, but it's fun, and that damn music is so infectious. I hear it in my dreams now. Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, that's what that is. It's a couple of drones. Holding a blanket.
With the flag, with the banner?
Yeah.
Okay.
Watch out for that, Brian. You might die. You might perish. Yeah. What does this cost you? Is this free?
It's called Parade, with an exclamation point. It's available on for both iOS and Android. It's got very Crossy Road kind of graphics.
Mm-hmm. Very simple polygonal stuff.
Yep, exactly. And it's fun. It was free. It's a free download. So, and I haven't figured out how they're making money because I haven't seen ads and I haven't gotten... there's probably a thing saying buy some tokens so you can play longer.
Maybe it's just a demo-y thing. Who knows? Or not demo-y.
Oh, you're like, getting your food, aren't you?
No, I got a box while we were here. Let's see what's in it.
Oh, okay. You're unboxing live. Oh, you know what we need to eat is the chocolate butts that Hammond gave us.
Oh, yeah. Why haven't we eaten those yet? Where are those? Do I have those here? I don't. They're upstairs somewhere.
It's a little box like that.
All right. Well, look what I got just now.
All right. What you get? Oh, your Oculus Go.
Showed up today.
Nice.
Oh, I didn't know this had I didn't know it had Hulu as well as Netflix. That's cool. Yeah, I'm super interested in this. And
watch Handmaid's Tale while you lie in bed.
I am gonna actually. That shows. Have you seen any of those yet this season?
I haven't seen the new season. No.
Oh my gosh, they get into stuff the books never did, like the actual colonies where the offending the women who make like huge mistakes or fight back. They get sent to this irradiated part of the country, which I can only assume was nuked or something. They don't say overtly, but it's all like skies is orange all the time. They have to wear masks, and it's awesome. It's real
that
good.
That sounds cool.
Yeah. I'm starting to get super excited about the revenge that's coming.
Oh, my chocolate butt got broken. Just for the chat room, you can see.
Hold on. That's I got to mark chocolate. That.
It's my chocolate butt.
Oh, look at that. That's cute.
Yeah, but now she's broken her hip.
You got a case of
I
chocolate
need a hip
butt.
Replacement.
I don't have that here. I don't know where mine is.
Yeah, you got to find it. We'll have... she's filled with stuff.
Hold on to... Ugh. Hold on to that one.
My butt is filled with stuff.
Yeah, and we'll do all that. Right. But then, Nick ate that chocolate bar, but you need to try it. So this came from my nephew, Thatcher, who spent a ton of time in Japan. His wife is Japanese. He's Korean-American. I guess he's half Korean because my brother-in-law is white. Anyway, yep, I don't know what any of that says, but I have had one of these before, so it's kind of, I kind of know what's up. They're good. They're like a... Twix with a little extra something going on.
Yeah, very cookie based. I like that.
Yeah, and apparently it's like stupid popular over there. Like people are way into it.
I can see why.
Yeah, so that's cool. While you chew that down and digest it, we're going to hear from Dan the Tabletop Man, who's here once again to regale us with his woes. I don't know what that means. He's going to talk about tabletop stuff, so stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Greetings, programs. It's Dan, Board Game Man, and I'm back for some more board game goodness. Before I get started today, I wanted to extend my deepest thoughts and prayers to all those affected by the Humboldt Broncos bus tragedy. I cannot convey enough the sorrow this brings to all the world and those in the hockey community, and I hope their hearts mend quickly. All right, back to games for today's TMSPM. I've got two games for you today, both of which are coming very, very soon. The first one, Scott and I have chatted briefly about, and I wanted to bring some more info about it to the show. It's called Paper Tales, and it's by Masato Usegi. He's the designer of Welcome to the Jungle. It's another very cool card game where 2 to 4 players basically dare each other to go into a dungeon and deal with less gear and see who lives and see who does not. It's light and funny, so check it out as well. But Paper Tales, it's a drafting card game. It's set in that normal medieval D&D type world. It's only about 4 rounds for 3 to 5 players, and it plays so very quickly at about 30 to 45 minutes max. So you're going to draft like in Seven Wonders, where you're going to get a hand of 5 cards, pick one, and pass it to the left or right, depending on the round. Once you get your hand of cards, you're going to pay them. You know, once you get you draft down to your 5 cards, you're going to pay to put them into a 4x4 grid, and you can carry one card to the next, or you can discard whichever cards you want. So once you have them in their 4x4 grid, they're going to give you things like more money in the round, or give you resources. And the first 2 cards in that grid are going to give you fighting power. So as in Seven Wonders, the battle phase is going to come where you're only going to fight the player to the left or the right. So unless it's a 3-player game, you're not going to fight everybody. So it's going to be a little bit of variability there, which is pretty cool. Then there's a construction phase where you build one of a set of buildings you have in the game. Everyone's got the same set of buildings, and the expansion, which will be out later, has different set of buildings, which is pretty cool, and you'll be able to play with different ones in each game. And they're going to give you different rewards, from money to attack power to more resources to victory points, you know, usual. And you can upgrade those buildings later as well. So then each of these cards, and they're going to age by 1 year at the end of the round, and if they have 2 years under the belt, which are basically those little chits, they're going to die off, and you'll have less cards in your grid. This is a good way so you're not going to have an overpowered setup and then just ride it for the whole game. Then you're going to deal another set of five cards each, and you're going to have the next round. Once you play four rounds, the game is over. Add up your victory points and see who wins. It's super easy, super fast, not too heavy. A perfect Scott game for sure. And once I can see if I can get him a copy later in the year, see how he likes it. I think it's coming out real soon. Got to talk to Stronghold Games, find out. Keep an eye on either Stronghold Games Twitter or my Twitter for more information. And my guess is about $25 to $30 for this game. The next one is an IP game. And yep, they normally suck. There's very few good IP games out there. But USAopoly, who's going to put out this game, has some history with IP games because they did Harry Potter Hogwarts Battle. It's a deck-building game, very light. It's so good. I play it with my daughter. She's 14. And if you're a Hogwarts nut, check out Hogwarts Battle for sure. It's a great, great game. Very light as well. This one, this IP game, is just in time for Avengers Infinity War. It's called Thanos Rising Avengers Infinity War. It's designed by Andrew Wolf, who you may or may not know. He's done a bunch of other card games. I think he's done a version of Munchkin. He's done some of the Hogwarts Battle stuff. But he also did the original. He was part of the team that did the original WoW trading card game, which is the real ancestor to Hearthstone. So a lot of people probably remember that game fondly. I loved it. Super, nice, heavy, good answer for those people that want to play Magic, don't want that Magic feel, but they wanted to play in a WoW world. But it was great. Anyway, this is a co-op dice game, dice and card game, where you're trying to keep Thanos from getting the Infinity Stones to power up the gauntlet. Again, just in time for the movie. Basically, you're going to be using the symbols on dice you have to get some heroes in your team, power them up, take out the villains, and try not to die as Thanos is dealing out tons of damage. There's going to be a lot of symbols on these cards, on the dice and the cards, and you're going to be kind of trying to, get a good team and try and just use this cooperatively. I think it's going to be a ton of fun. It's 2 to 4 players. Early reviews from people I know say that it is really good. I think there's a nice little statue of Thanos in there too, which looks pretty cool. It'll be about 60 to 90 minutes, so kind of a midweight co-op game. Again, I think it's going to be out any day now. This is early in April, so I'm guessing probably right before the movie. Hopefully, it'll be out there in all the different stores. I don't know if anybody in mass market has the rights to this, but check out your friendly local game store and any of the good online retailers. It's definitely one I'm going to pick out the second I see it in a store. And again, that's Thanos Rising Avengers Infinity War. Before I go, again, please go to GoFundMe and look for Funds for Humboldt Broncos. They're trying to raise money for all the family of the players in the tragedy. Just can't extend enough prayers myself. It really hits home to all the hockey world. Follow me on Twitter at GeekJogBlog or check out the Geek All Stars podcast, and we will see everyone next time.
And we're back. Hello, everybody, and thanks, Dan, for that. That was great.
I feel like I've been eating this candy bar for minutes.
I know. It has a way of staying in your mouth. It's weird.
And you can always follow me on Twitter.
All right. Hey, it's our old buddy, Energy Secretary Steve Perry. No, Rick Perry. Steve Perry is a former singer of Journey, right? Steve Perry. Anyway.
It is. And if I didn't have a mouthful of Japanese chocolate bar, I would have sung an energy song by Journey.
Oh, you should do it. I want to hear it now. Can you do it?
Yeah, sure. All right, Energy Secretary Steve Perry, sing the song.
Okay.
Don't shut off electricity. Hold on to that power. Street lights run on that stuff.
Street lights run on that stuff. It's fantastic. I can't open this plastic. I'll do it later. It's killing
me.
It's one of those where it's just so vacuum sealed I can't even get it in a finger. All right. Hey, it's your Twitter questions, everybody. This is where you send them in. We read them. It's the Ask TMS hashtag. Use that on Twitter, and it's all you got to do. You don't even have to reference us. You can just do it with the hashtag, or you can reply to us however you want to do it. Here are your questions. Brian, first one comes from Laundry Scent. It's been a while since we've heard from Laundry Scent.
I don't remember ever hearing from Laundry Scent, but I bet we have, and I just didn't know it was from Laundry Scent.
I thought we did, but who knows?
Sure.
In Washington State, Taco Time is categorically better than Taco Bell. Why is it so bad in Utah? Well, I guess this is a question for me.
Yeah, because we don't have Taco Times out here.
Taco Times are considered garbage here. If I have to in a pinch, sure. But I would take Taco Bell or Del Taco over Taco Time. But I have heard this before, that in other parts of the country, Taco Time is excellent. Here it's not, man. It's a How would I compare it? It's like, to me, it's like Jack in the Box of taco places. It's okay. Bad. I don't like it.
Wow. Yeah. And I don't, I'm trying to see, it was founded in Eugene, Oregon. I'm trying to see if there's a equivalent here. I had Taco Bell for lunch, as a matter of fact. Oh. Yeah, there's no.
That's nice. Sounds good, actually.
I had a chalupa.
You know what I had?
Yeah,
I
there's no like sister restaurant. You know, like Hardee's and and Carl's Jr. were the same. There's no sister restaurant here to Taco Time.
For lunch today, I had a big piece of Marco's pizza.
Oh, nice.
And then I had it microwaved because it was from last night. And I put kimchi on it from the Asian market.
Of course you did.
And it was great.
Yeah, you put kimchi on everything. So kimchi pizza.
Oh, it sounds so good right now, even now.
Apparently our closest one is 210 and a half miles away in Delta, Colorado. And I don't even know where Delta is.
Me neither. Never heard of that town. I know we're Delta Utah. We got a Delta Utah as well. We also have Delta Airlines. They're hubbed here.
I'm zooming out and I don't even see Delta.
Here's one. Tiger Brand says, your favorite classic D&D race and class? Human Sorcerer for me.
Thief, right? Thief is one of them? Isn't Thief one of them?
Thief is one. And
yeah, that's the one I played when I was playing D&D. I was a thief.
Do you have a race preference for the thief?
I think I was just a human thief.
Yeah. Were you lawful good, or what was your?
I was chaotic, chaotic deluxe is what I was.
Oh, you got the deluxe package. Great.
I had the deluxe package. Yeah. No, I don't remember. I think, I don't remember what my leaning was. Whatever that, whatever you call that.
Your alignment or whatever it is.
Alignment. Yeah.
Open Bayou says, "Oh, here's one for you." If you gambled, what would you, this is for me. If you gambled, what would you play? Poker, probably. I like
really?
Poker. Yeah, five card or Texas Hold'em is fun. I like it.
Interesting. Okay.
I like poker a lot. We play poker around here quite a bit, but it's always for chips or candy or whatever. Loey D says, "Can Scott Johnson draw Kim in her mama bear mode? Possibly. I don't draw women. I don't compliment women very much in my."
I liked your diner woman, by the way, and the one that you sent me. Oh, yeah, I don't know if that one is public yet, the Thanos one.
It's up now. By the way, do you think that thing's a spoiler? But I say it's not, because if you haven't seen it, it makes no sense. Okay, good.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. That was for people who've seen the movie, and if you haven't, don't think it's a spoiler, because it isn't. All right?
My joke is definitely a spoiler. Yours is not.
Okay, good.
I don't even know if my joke is a spoiler, really.
Shit is okay.
This doesn't tell you the end. It doesn't tell you the end of the film.
Yeah. It's all good. Let's see here. Ian, I'm trying to find one that's Brian focused here. How about this one? Oh, yeah, here's one. Because I don't like coffee, but you do.
Okay, yeah.
Senkei Yoshi, what is your favorite brand of coffee or coffee variety?
Very good question.
I like our TMS coffee. Or you've liked that in the past. It's been pretty good.
What's that?
The TMS stuff that we send out to people.
I do like the TMS stuff. Yeah. That's the easy answer and a very good answer that is very easy for people to get a hold of. Right. The other one I get is on the regular is Dewey Egbert's Pure Gold coffee. There is something about the flavor of that that made me, when I tasted it in a restaurant in MGM Grand, I made a note to find out what it was. Like, I actually had to get the waiter to get the manager to tell me what the coffee was, what the brand was. And it's Dewey Egbert's Pure Gold. And we haven't bought anything else except for TMS coffee. We haven't had anything else in our coffee maker since I found that out.
Wow. Amazon has it. And I'm trying to see if any local stores that have it. And you're running are you running this through like a Keurig type thing? Is it come in pouches?
Yeah, it comes. Yeah, no, I get I got grounds initially, and now I get the freeze-dried stuff. And because freeze-dried coffee is just basically coffee that's been made and desiccated, like all the moisture removed out of it. Mm-hmm. And I get better flavor out of the freeze-dried than I did with the beans.
When we had the civet stuff, you ended up liking that too, right?
It was all right. Yeah, it was smooth. It was surprisingly smooth.
Yeah. Well, it came out smooth. Yeah. I can tell you that.
Mm-hmm. came out clean on the other side.
It sure did. It came out coffee on the other side. Let's see here. How about this one? Okay, here's one from Ian Hutchings who says, quick, Fox is on the phone and they want to pitch a new animated series to go between Bob's Burgers and Family Guy. Do you expand on an existing character like Vincent, Henry, or Steve the Duck? Or do you come up with something brand new? Probably something new. I don't know. I don't know what I'd even do. This will never happen, the thing he's described. But if it did, I'd come up with something new. I'd do like, what's his name in the, wasn't it Simpsons creator Matt Groening made it up in the lobby or something? Remember that story?
Oh, really? For The Simpsons? That's brilliant.
Because he went in, they had told him they wanted Life in Hell, and he was prepared to do it. But then when he got there, he thought, I don't want to give that away. It's like my life's work. Why would I want to give that away? So he quickly doodled out this idea for the family and then told him in there, and they sold him on it. And
that's
now
awesome.
Now nobody knows what Life in Hell is for the most part, and everyone knows what Simpsons is. But anyway.
Yeah, you could do an animated show that takes place in a radio station. Kind of like a WKRP, but for a new audience.
I like it.
And they're all lamenting because online and streaming is kicking their trash.
I like it. They have to struggle to keep up the terrestrial radio presence.
Yeah.
This is good.
You can take after WKRP, which was a radio station that was strangely completely run by four people.
Yeah.
The DJ.
That thing made no sense. No sense that show made. A sales guy, a pretty receptionist, two DJs, and Mr. Yep. Carlson. That's pretty much it.
Pretty much it, yeah.
Oh, and the news guy. They had Les Nessman.
And the news guy, right, yeah. Les Nessman.
I don't think that's how it works. They had no engineers.
What was Bailey? Bailey was a program director? What was she?
I don't remember. She was the love interest of the other guy with the bad hair and the big pants.
Right, Randy Travis.
Was it Randy Travis?
Andy Travis,
yeah.
Andy Travis.
I'm gonna love you forever.
Look at you, able to pull out a Randy Travis song.
I kind of like Randy Travis, I'm gonna be honest. It's the kind of country I can get into. Slow, old-timey stuff I kind of like. All right, here's one. Romulus wrote in. It's a planet, I think. Says, mayo, the devil's piss, or super condiment? What do you think of that?
I like mayo. I think that you can't have a BLT without mayo. There is no BLT without the B, the L, the T, but the mayo is kind of the hidden support staff. It's just, like the
just not
there's
too
no
much.
BLT without,
just not too much,
mayo.
Right? You don't want to overdo it, is all.
No. Yeah, and I can't abide by you Canadians and French people who like dip your fries in that stuff.
That's insane. I mean, we do pink sauce, which is a mix of mayo and ketchup, but
sure.
The mix definitely
cuts down. The mix leans heavily on the ketchup.
Yes. Yes. We're going to do one more. Here's John Tazarek, who says, if you could possess an infinity stone, which one, and then what would you do with it immediately?
Oh, wow.
So what would yours be?
It would easily be time or reality. It would definitely be one of those two, because I think you could have the most fun with those. I think time. I think just being able to go, rick, 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 you know, and basically...
Fix stuff, very specific targeted things.
Exactly, yeah.
I think that's a good one.
Reality just seems like it would be fun, though.
Oh, I could troll everybody with reality. I love that. I would love the reality one. You know what I would do with the reality one?
You'd have a different background every day behind you and when we do these shows.
Yes. I mean, everyone would look better than I would look better. Because sure. I would bend reality to my will and I would look like less of a scrub and more of a handsome man.
Yeah.
Reality stone for me. That's totally my way of going. And couldn't I also convince people we were going back in time by twisting reality, even though we're not going back in time. See?
You could convince them they were, yeah. But
yeah, and that's all I'd want to do. I'm just here to troll.
What else you got? You got the space stone, which just basically lets you teleport or go anywhere.
Yeah.
Which is handy. But
Mind Stone's just what? Knowledge? Is that the deal there?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
A little bit of robot in there. Now that it's been... Oh, wait. I'm not supposed to say.
Boop. Hold your roll there, Mark Ruffalo.
I just about Ruffaloed it, didn't I?
I can't wait. I think in 2 weeks we play that clip because the Ruffalo Cheeto interaction
is
spectacular.
It's the best. I love that. Made me love Mark Ruffalo because that made him the most normal guy sort of non-Hollywood guy thing I've ever seen him do. I for love sure. that. Yeah. If you guys know what we're talking about and you've seen the movie, go seek out the Ruffalo.
It's a Good Morning America interview clip. So do a search for GMA Don Cheadle, Mark Ruffalo, and you'll find it.
It's so good. Don Cheadle is losing
it. Taz the man has seen it.
Yeah.
Dude, no.
Cheadle's losing his mind. It's so funny. Anyway, there's that. That's it for the show. Thanks for being here on a PM edition of the show. That's right. You get it because of patreon.com/TMS. Let's see if we can get some new patrons this month. Tell your friends. And if you're existing and you're like, I don't know, man, seems like a pain. No, it's not. Go over there. Put a buck down. Whatever it is, something tiny. $1 a month for umpteen million hours of content. This is
and it's nothing to you, and it's everything to us.
It is.
That $1. Like, that's a dollar you probably just throw that on the floor because it's a dollar bill. Who cares about a dollar bill?
Yeah.
And send it to us, and all of a sudden it's a something.
It's a huge thing for us. And like Brian said, it's nothing for you, really. And if it is something for you, well, then I understand, and that's okay. We're not trying to pressure people.
Yeah,
who
good
can't.
Point.
But $1, if you've got the dollar, one a month, you guys are ripping us off. It's such a good deal. Take advantage of it now before we come to our senses.
These prices are crazy.
They totally are. Everything must go, including us. We're out of here. Thank you for that. Thank you for visiting the website, frogpants.com/TMS. You'll find links and addresses and all the things you need there for whatever it might be you're trying to do with and for the show. That's going to do it for us. Brian, let's go. Let's have some music first, please. What do you got?
Right. Well, how about something going out to Cappy, who says, hey there, S&B. My fiance and I are getting married on May the 4th. Yes, that's right.
Today.
And as such, we'd love to request a cover of the Cantina song. Woo. If that isn't an option, then any cover for any well-known Star Wars music will be just fine. Thanks, guys. Signed, Cappy. Well, first off, congratulations. You're probably getting married right this second because it's in the middle of the afternoon, and unless you're in the UK, in which case you're already married, congratulations, and you're listening to this in the middle of the night. I don't know. I don't know how time works.
Get that stone. It'll all make sense.
It'll all make sense. This is a cover, of course, of the Cantina Band song, or the Mos Eisley Spaceport. This is performed by James Hill as part of Ukulele Force. This is one of my favorite cover albums. Certainly my favorite Star Wars-related cover album. He basically does covers of all the Star Wars songs using a ukulele. And he's so freaking talented. This is amazing. Yeah. Ukulele for Star Wars covers, 2005. James Hill, here is the Cantina Band song.
See you guys on Monday. This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
I don't have a clip. Hold on. Here's one. Nope. How about this one? Okay.
Ooh.
There we go. Lovely.
Yes. Wasn't that good? All right. So
that was good.